DuQuoin Mayor Guy Alonji. Mayor Alonji, good to speak with you this morning. You're well?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Tom. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, good. You know, and I was excited about your announcement last night at the DuQuoin City Council for a number of reasons. First off, I guess we need to talk, what was the announcement you made last night to the City Council?
Well, we're going to have a manufacturing company come to DuQuoin that's going to process hemp. It's actually going to extract the oil from the plant and then send it to distribution centers to be put into different types of salves and things like that. So basically what it is, it's an extraction company that takes the oil from the hemp.
They're not going to do anything with the fibers. Are they going to sell those to another site? Or
I would say they would sell those off to another vendor. But this company here, all they do is they extract the oil from the hemp.
Okay, CDB oil and other issues there. What's the name of the company?
Slant Property LLC. They're out of Chicago.
And how many jobs are we talking about? What's the timeline for construction on this plant?
Well, the time on the construction, we're hoping that we can have people to work probably by the 1st of April. As far as the number of jobs, I think when they ramp up, they'll probably start with 30 to 40 jobs. The plant itself will have a processing center that will support 100 jobs. But, of course, that's on supply and demand. So, you know, we're saying right now between 30 and 40 jobs to start with a maximum, possibly 100 on the maximum side.
How big of a facility is needed to do something like this with 30 to 40 people? I mean, a big place?
Years ago we had the General Henry Baking Company, which we called it the bakery here at DuQuoin, and it's in the industrial park. That building's probably somewhere close to 100,000 square feet. They're probably using 75,000 of it.
You know, when you look at this, and I've had more than one interview with some of the people that do research on hemp, not recreational marijuana, hemp. At SIU, and they had told, and I kind of was pretty excited about this because my background in farming and diversification allow, you know, another cash crop of sorts for farmers in Southern Illinois. You got a lot of growth, you got a lot of potential here, and I got all excited about it, and I said, well, wait a second, there's no place to process it, and I thought about growing, and you just, when you're a farmer, you think, well, you put the stuff in the back of the truck and you take it to the grain elevator. Well, this is a totally different deal, and I was surprised to learn nobody has processing at this end of the state. I don't know about the northern, but I do know about this end, and what I understand, nobody does this. You've got something unique here.
Well, we think we've got one of the first plants in Illinois that will do actually the extraction of the oil from the plant. I would hope that this new company will buy the hemp plants locally as much as they possibly can. I'm sure they're going to have to truck them in because of the volume that they're going to do. But, you know, this is a new agribusiness for Illinois, and, you know, the Illinois State Legislature in 2019 passed this new act that allowed farmers to raise hemp, and I think that it's going to be a booming business.
Yeah, I do too, and I'm really glad to see DuQuoin be able to get in on the ground level because, you know, these guys do a good job. You think this thing will catch on because I think I saw a figure yesterday, and which understandably because you couldn't do it before and now you can. It was like a 400 or 480% increase in hemp production in Illinois in 1 year.
Yeah, and this new company that's coming to DuQuoin, they're going to spend between $7,000 to $8,000 of their own capital for equipment and to retool the plant itself. The city of DuQuoin's putting in about $250,000 of its money in loans to the company to make it happen. So, you know, if we can produce 30 to 40 jobs to start out with and a maximum of 100, it's a win-win for not only DuQuoin, but for the region.
Where do you get the $250,000 to allow the business development?
Well, the $150,000 will come directly from the city of DuQuoin. The other $100,000 will come from a local bank. And then those loans will be paid off on the principal side of it with TIF money. The principals, and then the interest side will be paid off by the owners themselves. It's a 10-year agreement between us and Slant LLC.
All right. There was one other thing, and I'm sorry, but I'm embarrassed that I don't know. What is the city of DuQuoin stance on recreational marijuana? And in particular, have you taken a position when it comes to dispensaries or grow centers, this other aspect of marijuana in Illinois?
We have not at the present time. We're going to have a discussion because a municipality that wants a dispensary has to vote for their tax levy before April the 1st in order for it to be enacted before October the 1st. We haven't had anybody actively ask for a dispensary in DuQuoin. I don't know where my council's really at, whether they want it or not. I can tell you that the county itself has already voted to accept a dispensary. So, you know, you go south of DuQuoin and you go between Route 14 and 51 right there on the corner, you're in the city limits, and you're out of the city limits in the end of the county. You know, there's the argument that, you know, these dispensaries bring problems to a community. You know, I really don't buy into that. I mean, if you look at these local marijuana dispensaries now that's in Marion or in Williamson County and Anna, now going to be in Harrisburg, they're not having those problems. So, you know, I would personally be in favor of having a dispensary in DuQuoin. You know, I mean, it's legal. You know, you can get 3% taxation off of it. You have a dispensary that could do between $3 and $5 million worth of business a year. You're looking anywhere from $90,000 to $150,000 in tax revenue that's coming from people that really don't live in your community.
Yeah. I'm still kind of curious about something, and I have no way of knowing this, and I don't know when we ever will. Whenever I hear these figures about how much money is made, you know, $200 million, $3 million here, I always have a sense of wondering, whose end does it come out of? You know, you always think about, you know, you got a dollar and it's cut up into a pie and 10% goes to rent or 25%, and this goes to this. You know, and does it come out of gambling? Does it come out of the person who would customarily go to the liquor store? Does it come out of the food budget? Does it come out of, you know, because when you live on the margins that we do here in Southern Illinois, do you have any gut feeling about when you see these big numbers, whose end does it come out of? Have you ever thought about this?
No, you know, I mean, I just think there's just so much what I would call sin money that people will spend, whether it be gambling, whether it be cigarettes, whether it be alcohol, whether it be gambling, whether it be recreational marijuana. You know, I mean, I think when something new opens up like recreational marijuana, you know, if there's $1 million out there to spend, that $1 million is not going to expand. It's just going to be taking a little bit from everything that's a sin tax.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that's just my feeling. It, you know, it's kind of like video gaming in these smaller communities. I think DuQuoin can support about 75 video gaming machines. But after you get past 75, then what you do, you start stealing from all, you know, from all the other machines that's above 75.
Right. You start eating yourself on that deal.
You eat your own.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to a lawman, police officer, the other night on the phone. I asked him, whose end does it come out of? He says, well, the hope is that it comes out of the cartel money, the criminal strain. That money was already going into the black market, we'll call it, for lack of a better term, and that now that money that was going to crooks, criminals, drug dealers will now be re-diverted, and it was always there. So, in fact, it won't come out of anybody's measurable end when it comes to hurting your income, when it comes to taxes on a liquor store, for instance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and John Lewis and Mount Vernon had said the same thing. This way we redirect this money into a more profitable area for the community. So I'm hoping that's right, hoping that's the case. Guy Alonji, congratulations. 30-40 jobs is always a good thing.
Yes, it is. We're excited here in DuQuoin for it. We really are. We think it's something that's good for not only DuQuoin, but for the region, and it's going to put some people to work.